a lot of time, but
no, I just but out of you seen, you know, you make about 4 or 5 times more dollars to the square foot of land you can work.
Oh really?
Than anything you can grow.
Oh really? That's interesting.
Well, people are like cotton, it don't hardly pay, it pays a little, but you have to have an enormous amount of acres.
Yeah.
If they put out an acre of cotton, well, you'd have to throw it away. You couldn't set it. You got to have a gin of bale, and it takes 500 pounds of land, not counting, you know, seed.
Yeah.
So you have to do it in a... But this is something that... It doesn't take any machinery, what I do it with, but they've got machinery that plows that potato up, cuts the vine off, shakes the dirt out of it. But
well,
the potatoes are bruised, and they won't keep. They got to eat them.
Yeah.
But the ones they store, they pick them up with 3 fingers, like you do an egg, and put them in those crates, and they don't touch them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to touch that potato. The more you touch it, the likely it'll shorten its life.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
And when they first come out of the ground, they got a little thin skin, and you can rub it, it'll slide right off.
Oh, really?
It's just like a newborn animal or something like that. But anyway, you can just touch that in about, and if you leave it out in the air, like it's not out in the sun, in the shade, in about a week or 10 days, that skin, you can't rub it off. You do that and it won't slip off.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, you can, when you do that, that lets bacteria get in there and it can cause it to go bad.
Yeah.
But when they harvest them with their machines, and it's better. Of course, they grow hundreds of acres. Maybe one farm got 100 acres of potatoes, but I never did see that much. I can't imagine that many potatoes.
I can't either.
It takes millions of pounds. But you know where they go?
Where?
They ship them to New York.
Oh, really? Huh.
I asked that man, where do they ship them? They haul them
a long way.
Well, look at California.
Yeah.
They feed in Texas.
Yeah.
They sent some old sweet potato here when they do it.
Huh.
They're worthless almost. They don't... I don't know what happened out there. No, they ship us. I told some of the produce people I'd like to get their telephone number and call them and say, why y'all shipping us old smart tea? We can grow good ones here in Texas.
Well, we don't need them.
No. And so you don't see them now. That was early to see.
Yeah.
No, they ship. But that costs a lot of money to ship.
To haul them in like this?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty price. That's why everything's so high is the transportation on it.
Well,
of course, my transportation is from the field to the consumer.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that middleman in there. I hope I never have to use him, but you give him half, see, and you overcharge the public to make up the difference. See?
Sure.
See, if I sell something to the supermarket for 20 cents, they'll sell it for 40. Well, you'd say they're doubling their money. They're not either. They're paying the clerk that gets around $6-$8 an hour. She's paying with the utilities, all the electricity, the water, the rent, the insurance. Every time you walk into supermarkets, you pay that.
Yeah.
When you come in, if you buy anything, if it's dollars worth, so much of that's insurance.
Yeah.
If they can make 2-3%, they get rich. Because the turnover, they got a big volume.
Mm-hmm.
What they want is volume, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that's the way it is in cotton. But mine isn't volume. It's just, usually one potato plant would make an average, it costs you, but I'd say, if you buy them by the thousand, you can get one for about, say, 2 cents. And it'll make you about a dollar. That'd be 98 cents.
That's
see how that is?
That's a good return.
But, and you don't have to have any, I don't use the machinery.
Yeah.
Just mine.
Well, when you were a kid.
Except the tractor, you know.
Yeah. Well, when you were a kid, did most everybody grow cotton?
That's right. Ellis County was the biggest cotton county in Texas.
How did they do it? Like, okay, they went through and they plowed the field first, and then what?
Oh,
explain, if you can remember.
Well, I remembered. I'm